write a letter. Said, dear Mr. May, we don't understand why poor people keep struggling, but you don't lend a helping hand. Matthew 5:5 says, the meek shall inherit the earth. We wanna be down that way, but you've been tripping since the day of your birth. Who said that to kill the sin that started at Bresenko War, that your people beat? Who said that water is a precious commodity, then dropped a big old black oil slick in the deep blue sea? Who told me, Mr. Man, to work it around the clock? About this big old hole in the ozone. What's wrong with the world today? Things just got to get better.
Edition for a new year of Quest Youth Radio. Now, I want to say that Quest Youth Radio is the best youth radio. And I have my introduction, which I'm going to present to you in just a moment. And that moment is now. Music like poetry has a message, and history like a diamond shines clear to the truth. You see, words do have meanings that we can comprehend, like definitions. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. So I'm asking you, the audience out there, to pull back the musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our Quest moment, where we attempt to make waves, indeed, vibration. So it is needed. But I want to thank you for joining us to hear and give a different perspective of our community. So our panelists are all here, and along with our student hosts, I'd like for our two student hosts to introduce themselves, starting with Walter first. Good morning, Walter.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange.
All right. I'd like for Justin, please introduce yourself. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay. And without any further ado, Walter, take it away.
Yes. And see, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the curse of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. And my diamond tenor for this week is on Victorious Star Leon Thomas III. And see, he was born August 1st, 1993, in Brooklyn, New York City, to Jayon Anthony and Leon Thomas II. He made his Broadway debut at the age of 10 in 2003 as Young Simba in the Broadway production, The Lion King. In 2004, he appeared as Jackie Theorox in the original Broadway cast of Tony Curtis' Caroline for Jane, and toured with the company during its 5-month run in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Thomas also performed in the Broadway production of The Color Purple. In 2007, Thomas appeared in the film August Rush as Arthur, performing the song La Bamba, and was the singing voice for Tyrone in The Backyard Again. Thomas has also guest starred in Jack's big music show, Just Jordan. He also appeared as Harper in the iCarly episode, iCarly Saves TV, and was featured in numerous other TV shows. But his main role that he's most notable for is on Victorious, portraying Andre Harris, which premiered on Nickelodeon on March 27, 2010. Thomas also appeared as Andre Harris on the crossover episode to Victorious and iCarly, I'd Party with Victorious. And going to his music career, you know, in 2012, Thomas started to record his first mixtape called Metro Hearts. It was released on August 1st, 2012. Songs include Forever, Bad, Moving On, Vibe, Like Play, and Never Look Back. The mixtape also included a cover of Take Care by Drake. Thomas also worked with people like Ariana Grande. He worked with Toni Braxton as well on some music, and also Wiz Khalifa. And he's produced a lot of helped produce for a lot of famous artists of our generation, which includes, you know, Post Malone, and most recently, he helped produce for Drake's new album, Certified Lover Boy, with a couple songs. So that concludes what I have for Leon Thomas III. Again, he's somebody more of my generation that, you know, I grew up watching a lot of the shows that he appeared in. And you know, he was just somebody that caught the eye of a lot of people. And, you know, with his musical talents, his acting, he was just all around a great person to always see on TV. And, you know, he's now producing for a lot of big artists of our generation right now. And, you know, a lot of people don't really know about that because they only know about the artist that makes the song. But they don't know about the songwriters or the producers behind the scenes that actually all make it happen. So I just want to give a shout out to him. And you're tuned in to 89.5 WSOU.
Nobody pray for me. It's been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits. But now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant. Look, that's like I'm down in this. Do say with my boo. Your per diem, you just had to hate them, folk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes.
left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble.
Sit
down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Who that thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the off my stage, I'm the set man. Get the off my, hey, that ain't right. I make a play blowing up your whole life. I'm so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro and Richard Pryor. Show me something natural, I wanna feel some stretch marks. Then let's take you down right on your mama's couch and polo black. Hey, this is way too crazy, hey, you do not amaze me, hey. I blew cool from AC, hey, Obama just paged me, hey. I don't fabricate it, hey, most of y'all be faking, hey. I stay modest about it, hey, she elaborated, hey. This that great Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk, hey. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk, ayy. If I kill an it won't be the alcohol, ayy. I'm the realest after all. Tell them be humble,
hold up.
Sit down,
hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Sit down,
hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Tell them sit down,
hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Sit down,
hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Sit down,
hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Sit down.
Holla, holla,
sit down. Okay, and we're back. You're tuned to Quest Community Vibration, better known as Quest Youth Radio. And now, without any further ado, it is time for our next segment of Diamond with Justin Hill. Good morning again, Justin. Take it away.
Good morning, everybody. For my Diamond segment, I will be doing Bell's Hook. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Gloria Jean Watkins, known by her name Bell Hooks, was born September 25, 1952, in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and died December 15, 2021, in Berea, Kentucky. She was an American author, professor, feminist, and social activist. The name Bell Hooks is borrowed from her great-grandmother, Bell Blair Hooks. Gloria Jean Watkins attended Stanford University, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the University of California. Also, she founded the Bell Hooks Institute in 2004 and has published more than 30 books. And that concludes my segment on Bell Hooks. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Now it's time for us to bring in our panelists. I wanted to give the student hosts, both of them, a chance to actually present their segment before we go deeper and ask them questions about it or make comments. So I'd like to go to Mr. Harris first. What did you think about Leon Thomas III and the fact that Walter presented someone who is not widely known?
Yes. All right. Good morning first. Yeah. I really dug hearing about this brother. When I first heard the name Leon Thomas, it took me to another place musically. But when he was explaining that this is a younger brother, and a lot of the things, and I did see the Lion King, you know, and but I'm not really privy to a lot of the stuff that he's done, but I'm glad that he's doing it, you know, because we need more, we need to support more brothers and sisters and, you know, people in general that are younger, that are looking to make roads and pathways for themselves so that others can follow. So as far as Leon Thomas III, I really enjoyed learning something today. And Bell Hooks that Justin was talking about, I really I heard that name before, being an educator and stuff, and she was really kind of in the forefront of, like, denouncing these IQ tests and these standardized tests that are given to kids to supposedly tell how smart they are or how well they'll do in the future. And, you know, and her whole idea was that all of these tests based on the research are all culturally biased. We have to understand that there are different, there are differences in society. And we, instead of looking for the things that we have in common, we always seem to focus on our differences when it comes to the idea of success. You know, where they can see that one group is better than another group when that's not necessarily the case. You know, so both of those are very informative people. And I really enjoy doing this too. Okay.
Okay. I want to bring in Kenesha Gardner. Good morning. And good morning to you, Mr. Harris. My apologies. But good morning, Kenesha. You have a question, comment on either one of the two diamonds that were presented this morning?
Good morning, everyone. I guess it was very interesting. This is my first time ever really hearing about Bell Hooks and also the gentleman that did the music. It's so funny because my daughters would know more about them because that's their era. And just for him to be so influential in the generation that my children's growing up in, I think that's very compelling because they can learn a lot from them, especially one of my daughters, she actually wants to do music. So just to have, you know, someone, you know, around her age bracket that has done, you know, such monumental things as a junior, I think that's very influential, especially for the younger generation to know that they can be, they can basically aspire to whatever they want to do, especially when they have the right, you know, the family and a group of people that can actually, you know, mold them and shape them so they can become successful.
Okay. And I guess it's my turn now. First of all, I want to commend Walter for definitely choosing someone that is not well known, like you said. And secondly, I want to talk about, and because I'm a rebel with a cause, and only because I was raised that way. And we have been told as a people that we were not enough. And when we took tests, we just couldn't do enough. We the grade just couldn't be high enough. But when you put a question on a test that asks a child something in by way of, do you know what a bird bath is, and a child lives in an apartment and has never seen a bird bath sitting in a backyard, let alone the child even having a backyard, right? Then that makes that particular question biased to the culture of that child. And there have been questions like that on tests. And I think the most important thing that I could say to Justin and Walter is that you are enough. There is nothing wrong with you. Matter of fact, you're made imperfectly perfect, okay? And your segments are superb. Justin, I know you don't know that much about Bell Hooks and the book that she wrote, but it was profound. And it had been spoken about on a scholarly level on many campuses throughout this country, so that we have the opportunity to confront those who would say that they are superior to another people. If that makes any sense at all, right? I would like to see what Walter, you have any comment to what any of us panelists have said as far as your, and then Justin, I'm going to come back to you to see if you have a comment as well, and then we'll move on into our next segment. But for right now, Walter, any comment?
Just thank y'all for, you know, adding on really to my segment especially. I know a lot of y'all probably don't know, you know, who that was, but just showing y'all that, you know, just how we're continuing to progress and be involved in different types of things, our people, especially, you know, it's something that is happening, and we're going to continue to do that. So I'm going to keep bringing some people, you know, around my generation who's doing great things, like people in the past as well. So thank you.
Okay. Had you ever heard of Bell Hooks before?
I haven't, no.
Okay. But do you get the gist of her writing, though?
Yeah. You know, somebody who was all for education and the bettering of, you know, the education system and pointed out different flaws, you know, somebody who was also a great person as well.
Okay. It seems as though we have lost Justin just for the moment. And so just to give him a chance to regroup, we're going to come right back. But musically, we continue, and you are listening to Quest Youth Radio.
Biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.
Okay, we're back, and without any further ado, we're going to continue on, and first up for definition, we have Mr. Walter Pierce. Take it away.
Yes, and, you know, definition. This segment provides the listener with words and their meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And my definition for this week is on inflation. And see, inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. A quantitative estimate of the rate at which the decline in purchasing power occurs can be reflected in the increase of an average price level of a basket of selected goods and services in the economy over a period of time. The rise in the general level of prices, often expressed as a percentage, means that a unit of currency effectively buys less of it than it did prior period. So basically, you know, the prices of, you know, certain items or goods could go up. And when it does that, usually that means that the currency that you use to buy it usually loses its value. And that's what they mean by, you know, purchasing power and the decline of it, because that currency is starting to actually lose its value because of the rising prices of it, of a certain item. And, you know, we've seen inflation in history throughout all different periods of history, and it can negatively affect people. And it negatively affects people because, you know, the people making the money and all that were making money. But then once all the prices go up, you know, the amount of money you might have might not be worth the same amount as it used to. So now you need to find a way to even get more revenue and more income so you could help better yourself through the inflation. You know, examples of inflation could be, you know, gas prices we see a lot. Gas prices has increasingly gone up, and we've seen it recently, actually. And, you know, this is something that has a negative outlook in the community, that, you know, because it was cheaper and it was easier to get a certain amount of gallons in your tank. But now, you know, since the prices have gone up, it's harder for people. So really, that's really what I have for my definition segment for this week on inflation. You know, I'd like to hear everybody else's ideas and comments on inflation as well. But, you know, what I've seen really is just the increase of an item and the value of the currency loses its value over time. So, again, thank you for listening. And this is Duna host, Walter Pierce.
I'm taking care of business.
Okay, welcome back. As we continue, I'd now like to turn it over to Justin Hill for his segment of definition.
Good morning, everybody. Well, my definition segment will be on the word swag. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. Many people think that the word swag means that when someone has clothes on and their friends like it, they say that the person has swag. The word swag is an acronym for stuff we all get. Originated from the years where companies used these giveaway items as promotional mechanisms. And that concludes my segment on the word swag.
Okay. Is there any particular reason why you chose that word today?
Well, so I actually thought that the word swag means that, you know, what I said before, and I just wanted to look into the word swag and see if it had a meaning to it.
Okay. Yeah, and the word swag is definitely a noun and a verb. And so being depending on what context the word is being used in determines the meaning. And we will continue to discuss that one-on-one as we continue. Right now, I'd like to bring in our panelists to discuss financial literacy, which we are continuing, and the song by the Isley Brothers, "I Got Work to Do," right? We all, as adults here on the panel, we always have to have work to do in order to pay those bills that continue to come in. And Tanisha, I'm going to come to you first as it pertains to inflation. And do you have any words on how inflation affects your budget financially? And do you deal with it with any swagger?
Hey, you are so funny. I like the word swag. It's so funny because I actually taught a class to a group of students, and they actually created an acronym for swag, Students Who Achieve Greatness. So I just wanted to, you know, give y'all a tidbit on that one. And inflation, I guess we all going through inflation. When it comes to this housing market, it's like, it's ridiculous. And it's like how, I guess something so detrimental that's impacting everyone, you know, especially in the housing market. And it's like, how do they even create the prices that they do and, you know, pricing out? So I guess like Walter said, it's like how do you get multiple streams of income to come in to be able to combat the inflation that affects us on an everyday basis? So it just makes us want to think creatively on how we could get financially stable and more consistent in what we're doing.
Okay. And I'm going to refer to a segment that Walter did on having a side hustle. Because that's the only way to get around the inflation and creating more than one source of income. Mr. Harris, same question on two different definitions, inflation and swagger. And maybe you can answer both showing your swag.
Yeah, well, I was really, when it comes to inflation, I really think even though they use it in economic terms and stuff, I really think it could be a way of businesses to use certain circumstances in the society to just arbitrarily raise the prices. You know, not because with the cost of production of the things that they have has went up, just that the conditions for people buying it has went down. So they are really making more money now because of inflation or because of that word. You know, like even today with this pandemic going on, people are crying inflation, and it's not because the value of things has actually went up. It's just that the need for businesses to make more money has increased. You know, and that really takes a lot of swag from the business community to actually want to do those type of things and make it look like it's something that's just supposed to happen anyway. That takes a lot of swag.
You mean a lot of nerve or Fat
yeah.
Joe? Yeah, yesterday's prices are not today's prices.
That's right.
You know, and depending on what side, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, you know, if you're charging the fee and you're getting more money for a product that hasn't changed, I guess that's a good thing. But on the other side, still purchasing a product or service and the price has gone up and you're getting just the same thing, but you have to pay more for it, then it creates a financial bind for those who have to try to afford making payments on a bill or a product or a service. Walter, do you want to add anything to that? I'm not certain, but maybe I'll take that as a no. But as we continue musically, Walter, are you there? Good morning. Okay. So maybe he stepped away for a moment, right? Right now, we're going to continue on musically, right? And I have another Kendrick Lamar.
Nobody pray for me. It's been a day for me.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this Parmesan with my accountant lips. In fact, I'm counting this. You say with my boobay tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie girl with my face stuff. I know that it's good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty. Won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down. We playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Eat up your per diem, you just gotta hate them folk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble,
hold up.
Sit
hold up,
down,
hold up,
be humble,
hold up.
Sit
hold up,
down.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Holla, holla,
sit down.
Holla,
be humble.
Holla,
sit down.
Holla, holla,
be humble.
Holla, holla,
sit down.
Holla,
be humble.
Holla,
sit down. Be humble.
Holla, holla,
sit down.
Holla,
be humble.
Holla,
sit down.
Holla, holla, holla.
Who that thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the off my stage. I'm the set man. Get the off my. That ain't right. Make a play blowing up your whole life. I'm so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural, I wanna feel some stretch marks. Then let's take you down right on your mama's couch and polo flat. Hey, this is way too crazy, hey. You do not amaze me, hey. I blew cool from AC, hey. Over much as pace me, hey. I don't fabricate it, hey. Most think I'll be faking, hey. I stay modest about it, hey. She elaborated, hey. This that great Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk, hey. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk, hey. If I kill an it won't be the alcohol, hey. I'm the realest after all. Tell them be humble,
holla, holla,
sit down,
holla, holla,
be humble,
holla, holla,
sit down, be humble,
holla,
tell them sit down,
holla,
be humble,
holla,
sit down,
holla, holla,
be humble,
holla, holla, holla,
sit down,
holla,
be humble,
holla,
sit down,
holla, holla,
be humble,
holla, holla,
sit down.
on. Leon move. Sit down.
And now it's time for our segment of What's Happening for Us, which is a compilation and a rendering of current events and programs and lectures of the immediate and contemporary interests of the broader community and listening audience. Now, this particular segment is designed to excite and inform and channel listeners towards participation, attendance, and support of community-based activities. Now, this particular information or story is about the Newark National Political Convention in this new year of 2022. It seems that Newark is hosting the third National Black Political Convention for 2022 at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. Now, it's going to begin on April 28th and run through May 1st. The announcement was made back in December of 2021 by Newark Mayor Ross Baraka. In Jackson, the Mississippi Mayor will be participating. Antar Lumumba and R&B singer James Ntume are just a few of the lead panelists that are putting this together. The event's theme will be Many Roads, One Destiny, Unity Without Uniformity. And so that being said, the first National Black Political Convention, also known as the Gary Convention, was held March 10th to March 12th in 1972 in Gary, Indiana. Approximately 10,000 African-Americans gathered to discuss and debate and advocate for black people in the United States. Young black people must demand and demonstrate unity without uniformity, and their implication will showcase various elements of black excellence and the impact will call for a change of the guard and leadership, according to Ntume. Now, the political generation must be in the now of the leadership, and part of the stated goal was to increase the number of black elected officials that represent black people in this country and to create a black agenda for fundamental change in the lives of black people, according to Mayor Ross Baraka. Now, his father, Amiri Baraka, was one of the organizers of the first convention. And Baraka, Mayor Baraka, that is, says that he's proud that the third national convention will be held in Newark at the historic NJIT. Now, NJIT has been an incredible partner, as he quotes, in moving our city forward, and will be the home and landmark meeting of mind and purpose. As the 2022 gathering approaches, we will purposefully meet in small groups and discuss a variety of topics, including public policy, criminal justice, economic empowerment, mental and emotional wellness, religious and spiritual health, and the importance of cultural arts in our daily lives. The organizers of the convention said that these and there is a significant need for black people to come together to discuss circumstances and to create actions and steps to move the community at large forward. Now, this would be similar to the historical tradition of the Niagara Falls Conference, which took place in 1905. Now, I don't know if the panelists know about that or the Congress of African People in 1970, the National Black Political Convention of 1972, the National Black Student Unity Congress in 1986, and the Convention of Oppressed in 1993. It is quite possible that Amiri Baraka's senior call to action, unity without conformity, can be actualized. If a working unity is developed with a strong focus on points of communal and organizations to organize. Okay, so I might have messed that up. Mr. Harris, I got to come straight to you. Help me out here. This is going to be ongoing, what's happening for us for now until this particular event actually takes place. And the reason, I guess I don't have to say the reason, but Mr. Harris, I think you get it. Let me get you in here. What are your comments to the Black Political Convention of Gary, Indiana, and the fact that it's going to be held here, hosted in NJIT in Newark, New Jersey?
Yeah, well, as you said, through the through the Niagara Conference with W.B. Du Bois back in the early 1900s, we in this country have always tried to get together and try to find some kind of common cause that we need to all follow in order to bring about some kind of unity between us and this particular government. You know, and the conference that they had in Gary, Indiana was in early 1970s. But there was another Black Power conference in Newark, New Jersey, right after our riots in 1967, where they were people from all over our diaspora in America, at least, you know, Ozzie Davis and Mulani Karanga, along with Leroy Jones or Amiri Baraka. And, you know, we were talking about doing similar things back in 1967. You know, they were talking reparations back then. They were talking about how we need to condemn the neo-colonialistic control of Black populations. And we need to start talking about a philosophy of Blackness. That's when the whole Black is beautiful thing started. And everybody was wearing little African medallions, and Afros became prominent in our community. It was more of a mindset change that they were bringing about in 1967. And then that was mainly in the East Coast. And then the one in Gary, Indiana, a couple of years later, they went, like, nationally trying to do the same types of things. You know, and even back then, in 67, they was asking for $500 million as far as reparations. And that was almost 50 years ago. And, you know, and if you want to use that same word, inflation, that number would be in the trillions by now if they were going to really do the same thing. And, you know, but back then it was mainly a mindset change more than anything else. But just like Gil Scott-Heron said, the revolution will not be televised because the revolution starts in your mind. You have to make a decision that this is what I'm going to do, then actually do it, then it becomes a revolution that people can see. So, you know, it's important that we have these things, and it's important that this information gets out because you don't read it, you don't see this on your commercials on TV. You don't hear about this stuff on your radio stations if you still listen to radio. You know, these types of things are important, but we have to put these things out in the diaspora ourselves by word of mouth, like we've been doing stuff all during our existence here on this planet.
Well,
but it's a good thing.
Well, thank you so much for helping me out. When I'm asked what type of program you produce, well, first of all, this is an educational training program for young people, but the content is Afrocentric, and when every now and then, well, I take it upon myself at that point to interject that our story is not being told. We are underrepresented in the media, and especially in the state of New Jersey. And so where we have no black ownership of radio or television, the only thing that you could have is something online. But that's another story. But the point that I'm making is getting the message out about the condition of African Americans in this country and our history and the significant importance that we have a job to do to inform one another, educate each other, and as we say, each one teach one. I want to turn it over to back to Walter and let him continue our program. And, Mr. Harris, I hope people do listen to the radio, specifically our program, Quest Youth Radio. Yeah, but Walter, good morning again. Take it away, man.
Yes, and before I go into my curtain summit, can you read the intro for curtains, please?
Okay, not a problem. For our introduction segment of curtains, it is an exposure and analysis of artists and their work behind the curtains at the stage. You see, many recording artists and companies have grown rich from the support of the community. But this particular segment looks into what benefits the community has actually gained from the artist. Now, curtains is a review of the musical growth and history and the impact of a particular style and genius on the general moods and attitudes of the listening audience. This particular segment also is musical and lyrical with social consciousness as presented by the artist over the periods of time between music releases. Curtain serves best as an introduction to and an exploration of a particular artist, and this morning, his genius and his involvement in influencing all people's style and creativity in the world today. Take it away.
Thank you for that. And, you know, Kendrick Lamar has always been somebody, you know, who's loved to give back to the community. And he's even said, you know, that he has activism. He has, you know, he has philanthropy in his DNA. And, you know, the rapper has did hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Compton Unified School District sports and after schools program. And this is help students in Compton stay off the streets. And what you probably didn't know is, you know, Kendrick Lamar is from, and, you know, all that money he has donated to Compton is a result of him growing up there and seeing that it needed to be a change there. And he believed that really it starts with the education system. And if you get students in school, staying in school and off the streets, that allows for less crime, less people that look like us going to jail, and really getting an education. And that's really what he wanted for his people. And, you know, Kendrick Lamar, when he was younger, he had a stuttering problem. And because of that, what he also wanted to do, which he actually did, is donate money to help kids with speech impediments and being able to, you know, properly talk with confidence and without stuttering. And a lot of kids, you know, go through this problem, and it's something that could be really embarrassing for them that, you know, they're talking either in front of a group of people and a group of kids, and they might get picked on. So he knows how that feels, and he wants to, you know, help out with that cause. So being able to give back to kids who have speech impediments, help them with their issues, you know, really helps them as a person when they get older. And, yeah, oh, that concludes what I have Kendrick Lamar. And, again, I thank y'all for listening to my segment on 89.5 WSOU.
Okay. So we almost are ready to wrap up this particular show for today. But I want to conclude by saying we're going to play and head out the door with the sound of Kendrick Lamar, which we've heard already during the show. But the work in progress has continued for this year of 2022 with Walter Pierce and Justin Hill. And they presented to us their stories on Leon Thomas III, Bell Hooks, talking about culturally biased tests for diamonds. And for definitions, their segments presented the word inflation as we try to educate and inform our community about financial literacy, the importance of it, and doing it with a little swagger and actually defining the word swag. And our What's Happening for Us, talking about the black political convention that is going to be held here in the city of Newark this upcoming spring, and all involved are invited. And finally, our music by Kendrick Lamar, which we've heard and we will hear again. But before we do, let me get the panelists to add a comment to conclude our show, just to let the audience or let me know how you think we did, starting out with Tanisha Gardner. Thank you for your participation. And what is your comment or question about today's show?
The show is really good. It just makes you think, especially with this political convention that's coming up. They actually had the power to create a lot of change, especially through the policies that they enact on the city of Newark. So if he really want to use his power, he could do it that way, especially during the housing market. Just a quick example, like for Newark Housing Authority, when you look at it, they demolished a lot of low-income buildings, which they are converting to market rate, and it's actually, you know, making it detrimental for low-income residents to be able to be displaced. So if you really want to create a change, start with people housing and jobs.
Okay. We're going to go straight to Mr. Harris.
Yeah. Listening to Walter talking about Leon Thomas III, that was kind of enlightening, you know, because the future does look bright, you know, as much as people try to downplay it. And the whole idea with Walter talking about his swag, you know, we all need to use that in a positive way throughout our whole life. And hopefully he gets it as more than just a name. It's an action.
Okay. We have Calvin on the line. What did you think about today's show for the parts that you listened to?
Parts I listened to was great. Justin was outstanding. The rest of the panelists was great. You guys are great. Happy New Year. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Walter, I'm going to ask you to close us out as we listen to the sounds of Kendrick Lamar. Close us out.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibration. 89.5 from the campus of CN Hall in South Orange.
All my life I had to fight. All my life I... Hard times like, yeah, bad trips like, yeah, Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright, right?
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, huh, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Scheming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be
live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, huh, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright. In my prayers,
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.